What the fuck was that?
That was crazy.
That was a fucking UFO. What the fuck was that?
That was crazy, whatever that just was. That was fucking
Dude,
wild.
Either there's a plane going down in Summers, or we just saw a fucking alien spaceship.
That was going way too fast.
What the fuck was
what
that?
What the fuck was that? That was going way too fast.
Oh my
Yo,
God.
What?
Hello and welcome to Keeping Up with the Commissioners podcast, week 5 already, which is crazy. I am joined by the usual suspects, Vice Commissioner Mordasky. Mordasky, how you doing?
How you doing? How you doing? I am doing great. I am really upset that I missed out on like some hand job, blow job action from Commissioner after losing my thing next week. You know, still might happen. Still might happen. We'll see.
Yeah, it's up. That's, you know, we'll see if you play cards right. Assistant to the Vice Commissioner Callahan, how you doing?
Doing great. You know, my team is mediocre, but somehow figured out how to squeak out a win last week. And that's all you can ask for from your team. Okay? That's all you can ask for. A win's a win. We're 2-2. We're coming for all y'all bitch asses.
Respect. All right. Treasurer Frank, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going well. Got a nice dub last week. I know it was a tough loss for you, but you know, they happen.
Listen, I'm in a little bit of shambles here. I'm 4th in the league in points. I'm 1-3. I shot the worst front nine of my life today. I'm back to the AirPods, which I know has an audio delay. It's just my whole life's in shambles. I don't. But you know what? We move on. Onwards and upwards. I just have to play the number one team in the league this week, the Waddle Rockets. Speaking of Ryan. Is maybe joining us at some point, maybe not. So we're just going to keep going so we don't sit here all night. let's get right into the picks record. Drew and I bringing up the rear, both at 12-12. I know Drew and I both love bringing up the rear. Then we got Mike in second at 13-11. And then Frank kind of run away with it. He's 15-9. So he's got a big lead.
Ooh, must have had a good week last week.
We all did. I think you guys. I went 3-3, and all of you guys went 4-2. Oh, and nice. Speaking of that, Elijah went 4-2 as well, and tied Jesse in the guest pick. So we got a little bit of a race.
And just to clarify, or just to reiterate, that the tiebreaker for the championship in the guest picks is based off your standing in the league. I guess at that given week.
Okay, respect. I love it.
That makes no sense, but okay.
Shut the fuck up.
No, it's a tie. That's a fair tiebreaker. When the guest picks championship is, if there's tie, it's broken by lead standing.
Right. Thank you. And I would also like to note that assistant to the vice commissioner is actually doing his job excellently in driving me home from the club right now. Thank you, assistant to the vice commissioner.
You're welcome.
Listen, we don't pay that him to be the assistant to you for no reason. So
that's right.
All right.
They call me. They don't call me Wheelman Mike for nothing.
They do call him Wheelman Mike.
They call him Wheelman Mike. Yeah, I've heard it. I've definitely heard that. All right. Let's move to the first game. Commissioners Coxman, 1-3. Would like to reiterate 4th most points scored in the league versus the Waddle Rockets. Ryan's 4-0. He's just chugging along, dominating every week behind a couple of Miami Dolphins. I like my team. You know, they say insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. I guess I'm fucking insane then, because I'm putting up points and I'm going to keep doing it. My lineup's not changing much. T. Higgins, I think, is out this week, but that's fine. The Bengals cannot throw the ball. So fuck T. Higgins. He's dead to me, aka on my bench for a little bit. DJ Moore's back in, Nico Collins. My team is going to put up around 100 to 115 points like it does every week. The question is Ryan's team. He's got St. Brown is questionable. His goal remains to play. Hasn't practiced at all this week. Okay, I think he might be out. That's good for me. He has Kieran Williams is questionable. Don't have any news on him. I don't know. Ryan's team is really fucking good. The Dolphins are playing the Giants. But you know what? Something has to give. This is the something has to give bowl of the week. My team puts up a lot of points. They need to win eventually, and Ryan's team eventually is going to lose. He's not going to go undefeated, so I'm going to pick my squad. Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, you've been definitely unfortunate this season, and Ryan, I think, has been very fortunate. So I think you're going to squeak out the win this week. I didn't love the drop in Justin Fields last week. I think that might bite you in the ass. McCaffrey's, they're going up against Dallas. Dallas finally playing a real defense. But, I mean, this guy is just unbelievable. I was shivering last week. I thought he was going to keep scoring touchdowns. He's got four of them. I think you get this one this week.
I love to hear that. Also, listen, will I regret dropping Justin Fields? Probably, but also he played the worst defense in maybe NFL history last week. We'll see what happens tonight. I picked up CJ Stroud as my new backup, who has been dominating, potential keeper option. Let's go over to Drew. What do you think about this game?
Hey guys, how you doing? Drew Mordasky here. Just want to pop in here and let you know my picks. I think this is going to be a close one, and I do love that Brendan is holding out for his jinx. And I can't wait for it, for that week where he picks his opponent. But I'm not surprised to see that it's not this week. I do think Ryan's going to continue to ride, which I think is tough. I wish I was 4-0. I wish I was going to be 5-0. But I'm picking Ryan this week.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I can't really look at the lineups too closely because I'm driving currently.
My boy.
Just go off field.
Butch, I hate how you're not starting Justin Fields with your stack. Fields, I mean, what gone. The fuck, man?
He's off my squad, brother.
He's got Stroudy.
I know. I think water finds its level. I think water finds its level this week. I think Butch gets a dub with his high scoring offense, and Ryan's got to get an L eventually. So I'm going, this is the week that's going to happen. Butcher secures the win.
I love that. And also, yes, I'm holding out to use my jinx pick of my reverse jinx pick of the week, because I'm not going to use it until it's dire straits. It's all about strategy. Drew used it in week one, I think. And now he's screwed for the rest of the year. So,
And week four.
Yeah, it did work twice. There's no way it works three times, but we'll see, because your matchup is next. Big one, commissioner's office matchup, 09, 3-1 versus CD's Nuts, Frank, 3-1, two somehow juggernauts. I don't know how Drew is. He's not. Are you not running the Atlanta Falcons backfield this week? No. Wow.
Good idea.
Changing the strat. Yeah. I don't know. I think Frankie's got a pretty good team. Tyreek Hill goes nuts. Hurts is playing LA. They're not very good. I think it's close. I think this is a close game, but I just, again, Drew's 3-1. He shouldn't be. The world is not right, but he's 3-1. I think the world is going to get settled, and Frank's going to continue to win, so I'm going to go Frank. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, again, I can't really look at these lineups, but I do know Frank's team is an absolute.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Oh, my God. I'm fucking out of here, bro.
I thought you guys just got into an accident.
Frank's gonna get this dub.
I know his team's very good. I know Drew's team's not very good. Frank's gonna get the win. Yeah, I do know that. Let me
have
the call right now.
All
right.
What's going on?
Hello?
Mike.
Must have bad service.
Yeah, we can hear you. I think Frank's gonna get this dub. Go on.
Hello? Yeah, no, that's it.
All right, Drew, what do you think, bud?
Okay, I do think I should have won last week. If I literally changed any of my players, literally anyone, I would have won. And so I'm going to win against this week. You're going to be calling me daddy this weekend, Frank, not the other way around. All right?
No.
I'll let you talk in a second, but I'm going to transition over to my car. And so I'll be on. I don't even want to fucking hear what you guys said.
Fair enough.
Okay, Frank.
I actually don't want him to hear what I have to say.
Yeah, good. Say it while he's not listening.
Okay, let me know when he's gone.
Hold on. Mike,
is he gone?
Not gone.
Don't get my shit.
Don't forget all your shit, bro.
I got my clubs.
Oh, my God. You got to get your clubs, too.
Here, I'm going to wait.
You got your fucking shoes right here, too, bro.
Okay. This is a riveting podcast.
I'm just gonna fucking listen later, Frank.
that's probably true. So I think Cooper Kupp is back and Jonathan Taylor. If he puts those guys in, I think Drew might win this one, but I'm going to go with myself. I think Breece Hall is going to go up against the Broncos, one of the worst defenses in the league, and he's off a snap. What was it? He was on a limit before, so they're going to let him free. I think he's going to put up a big game, and I'm going to take this one.
Yep, respect. I don't know if Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp are going to play, honestly. Even if they do, they're just getting back into it. You know, you're going to win. You're going to win. Drew's not going to win. All right, next matchup. We have Team Smoot versus Mr. Jeffers. Smooty, 0-4 since I declared him my championship watch or whatever it was. That's on me.
Yeah, that's fucked up, Butch. That's really
It's on me. It's on me. I didn't know I had that power. I wish I used it for Drew in week one versus Smoot's playing Mr. Jeffers, Jesse 2-2. Respectable, solid squad. I'm going to say it. I say it every week. I don't know how Smoot's 0-4. On paper, he's got a great squad. I'm going to say it again. Watson being back for him, I think, is good. He caught a touchdown last week, I believe. Again, I think he's got Patty Mahomes. Minnesota has a bad defense. And transitively looking at Jesse's team, I don't love Russell Wilson. He's been, I guess, okay. I don't love Kamara. Diggs obviously is good. Garrett Wilson doesn't have a quarterback. I think this is pretty straightforward for me. I think Smoot's going to get his first win, and the curse will be lifted. So I'm going to go Smoot. Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think Smoot goes to 0-5 this week. I actually like Jesse's team. I think Diggs, I think Garrett Wilson has a big week. Derrick Henry's back. He's throwing touchdown passes, running the ball in. I think Smoot should make a trade. I might be offering him something later this week.
Oh, you could trade you Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, maybe. I got a little package I'm going to be sending his way.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think the only way Smoot wins the rest of the year is if he trades me Justin Jefferson for CJ Stroud. So you should probably do that. That's my analysis. All right, Mike, what do you think about this game?
I mean, I've been doing it every single week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every single week, I've been picking my boy Smooter, and I'm not gonna stop. Smoot gets a dub this week. He's due. He's overdue. Like AJ Brown touchdown last week, he is due. Smoot gets the win this week. I still can't look at the fucking lineups because I'm driving. But Smoot gets the dub.
He's overdue. I agree. Drew just popped in and popped out. Hopefully he gets on for his pick, but we will just have to circle back to the Smoot pick when he gets on, because we're going to keep this thing going or it's going to be 2 hours long. Next matchup, we are going to go in and out again.
Drew. Right,
next matchup. Phil Rollins Sox 2-2 versus the Autonoma Tux 3-1. 2-game winning streak. The Ravens beat the Browns last week, but the Browns, they gave up on the game before it started. Long-term play, that was a punt.
I take Smoot, too. Kids do.
Okay. All right. So we're on the next one now, Drew. Phil Rollins Sox got some injuries. Saquon, I think, is going to be back this week. Let's see. Limited in practice. For his sake, I hope he's back. Javonte Williams hasn't really done much, and he's banged up. Let's take a look at that. Limited, he'll play, but that doesn't really matter. Devontae, is he playing against the Packers? I don't know. No news. I'm going to say yes. Regardless, I think that Chauncey has some pretty good matchups. I mean, Lamar against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's bad. Mostert against the Giants. Giants are bad. I don't love his receivers, but Terry McLaurin's going to get a touchdown tonight. And Travis Kelce will have a good game. I'm going to go Autonomous Tux here. I'm not sleeping on him. Drew, what are you doing? Sleeping or not?
I'm daddy. Sean's daddy. I'm going automatics tonight, too.
All right. Frank?
I guess the next 3 to 4 days. I'm this week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so Cormac's team, I mean, unfortunately, the Danny Dimes Saquon stack has not been working out for him. Daniel Jones has looked like shit this year. I'm going to go with the Autonoma Tux as well.
Automatic.
All right, Mike, what are you doing?
Yeah, again, still driving. Big Mike. Can't really look at these. Your turn, brother. But can you hear me?
Pussy.
Hello?
Hold that, yep. Pull that shit up, dude. All
right, hold on. I'll pull it up while I'm driving. All right, I got it. Wow. Corvette's got a lot of questionables and a lot of people on buys. I don't like that at all. I haven't even looked at the players, but I'm not sleeping this week. Sean's getting the dub.
And we all pick Sean, so you guys know what that means. Good good luck to Sean, and thank and you're welcome, Cormac. All right, next matchup. The Office of the Gambler, Mike 2-2 versus Dak and the Ankle Breakers 1-3. Elijah got off the schneid last week with a win. Good for him. Looking at these teams right now, Mike, I mean, you got a gritty win last week. You have a lot of bye weeks. But it looks like your roster's filled out pretty good, honestly. I mean, Trevor Lawrence against Buffalo, I don't love that. The rest of your matchups are decent. I think this is going to be a close game. I think Elijah just doesn't have reliable running backs in Pollard and Pacheco or reliable receivers in Kirk and Lazard. I don't like this team at all, actually. I'm going to pick Mike. I don't like his team at all this week. So I'm picking Mike. Drew, what do you want to do on this one?
I think you chose me last time. Can I defer?
You can defer to Frank?
Sure. Frank? Yeah, I don't, man, thanks, I don't, Frank. I don't really like either of these teams, but I think just doesn't look great, but I think I'm going to go with Mikey this week. Maybe Brian Robinson gets in the end zone tonight. Aaron Jones, maybe they start using him a little bit like they should. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll go with Mikey. Nice. Would be nice, huh? I'll put in a good word.
Why would you give the ball to Aaron Jones when you can go 2.5 yards per carry with AJ Dillon 17 times a game?
The world will never know.
All right, Drew, your deferral is now referred to you.
Okay. Yeah. This one's a tough game. I don't want to ride the same, pick. I wanted to go on the opposite side of you guys, but I simply can't do that. I think Mikey's going to win this one, and the reason why is AJ Brown is a fucking beast. Swole Batman, they call him over there in Philadelphia. I think Calvin Ridley is playing better than Kirk, or outperforming Kirk on that team. And the T-Law, Calvin Ridley stack. I'm picking Mike.
Love it. Also, I want to say for the record, I think Swole Batman is a stupid nickname.
I have to like it, but I also think it's a little absurd.
All right. Thank you for your honesty.
You're welcome.
All right, Mike, tell us why you're going to win.
Oh, my God. You guys all picked me. I hate my team this week. I'm starting a guy. I'm starting a guy named Mims out of fucking Denver.
This is why we're hot.
Oh, I love that. I mean, my stack, I hope, is revived. I've been saying it for a couple weeks now. It's dead in the water. It looks like that. But I simply can't lose to Elijah. I don't like his team at all. And I'm going to pick myself. So good job, Elijah, on getting the dub.
Yeah, we're picking chalk this week, the four of us. All right. Last matchup, we have the Daddy Longlegs 2-2 versus Mitch's Bitches 1-3. Mitch got off the schneid last week as well. 1-3, good for him. He got his win. I don't know. I think both these teams are kind of, in my mind, falling pretty in the middle. Mitch is going with Justin Fields. Congrats to him for the free pickup. He'll probably be an all-star quarterback the rest of the way. That being said, I don't like Mitch's team. Fields maybe will be okay tonight. I don't like DeAndre Hopkins. I don't like Jamar Chase right now. Mark Andrews maybe. He's starting Tank Dell. Mitch's team is kind of cooked for me. Alex, Josh Allen I like. He's got A.J. Dillon. He knows he's going to get 18 carries a game for 37 yards, so that's good. Jacoby Myers, he's back from concussion. Was he back already, or is this the first week he's back? Do we know?
I think he was back last week.
Okay, because I know he was popping early. I don't know. I think both these teams are very meh, but I think Alex's team just gets it done. Mitch's team on paper does not look very promising to me, so I'm going to go with Alex. And Mike, what do you want to say on this one?
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Alex on this one. I think Josh Allen toasts Jacksonville this week. Jacoby Myers pops off. Pittman pops off. Kittle pops off. Jerry Jeudy sucks, but I like Alex's team this week. I'm picking Alex.
All right, Drew.
I just got on 84, and it is stopped traffic. Are they still paving this?
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. I'm taking Alex as well. Can you tell Mikey has Jerry Jeudy in his other league?
Did he say something about Jerry Jeudy?
Yeah, he said he sucks.
I wasn't listening, I guess.
I just thought he sucks. I didn't think that many had him, but yeah, he does suck. I'm going to go with Mitch this week. I think Alex's team is fucking disgusting. Looking at those running backs. Oh, God. Gibson and Dylan.
Dude, give look me at Mitch. Mitch's running backs.
Dude, James Cook is fucking good. Gus Edwards, not so good.
Is Mitch's birthday over? Is it back to fuck Mitch?
It was always fuck Mitch.
Mitch's birthday is over.
It's over. Significantly over. Happy birthday, Mitch. All right, so now we get into the fun stuff, the gambling picks. I think everyone except me won their picks last week. Drew's 1-2, Mike's 1-2, Frank's 1-1. Elijah's parlay, I think it hit because he had CMC touchdown, that happened. Cowboys money line, that happened. Then he had CJ Stroud over yards, but I don't know what that number was at. I think it hit. I'm going to say that it hit.
Stroud's been balling, yeah.
Dude, yeah, that might have hit.
I think that hit. I think that probably hit, so I'm getting that.
Get that guy in the DraftKings chat.
I know. He's hot on the parlays, apparently. I still need to pull up the line, so does anyone have a gambling pick ready to go?
Yeah, I do. Scary Terry, anytime touchdown tonight, you know it's going to happen. That's my lock of the week. That is my lock of the week, baby. Scary Terry, it was always him.
All right, Drew?
I'm going to throw money on that right now.
Yeah.
The game just started.
I put him first touchdown score, so I'm about to listen to that on the radio on my drive right now like an absolute degenerate. But my pick of the week is the over in the Dallas Cowboys, San Francisco 49ers, baby. We're going to gold rush that over 45.
45. I love it.
Two good defenses. That is a terrible pick, but I love it.
Nah, what do you mean? They score points. We're going to score some points.
All right, Frank.
So I'm putting in that bet right now, and it lately it's doing checking location, so I can't see anything.
I know.
What's good with that?
Turn off Wi-Fi.
So I'm going to go – I think I'm going to go with the under in the Jacksonville-Buffalo game. I think it was like 48.
Okay. I like that. And I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals +3 versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Wow. I just think Cincinnati, Joe Burrow is not healthy, and they're trying to use him like he's healthy. They're trying to throw him healthy, and it's not working. The team's unhappy. They're going to – I don't know. I think they're on the verge of really shutting down for the rest of the year here. And the Cardinals are frisky, man. Josh Dobbs, former Brown, great guy. Astrophysicist. Guy. He's playing well. He has a job locked in at NASA when he retires already. But it's not going to be this week because he is going to cover the spread versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow. Yeah, they need to bench Joe Burrow.
Yes.
Dick Butkus died.
Dick Butkus died?
Lots of prayers.
Big rip. Prayers up. Is that
recent news?
Drew, who is Dick Butkus, bro? Drew, who do you think
Dick Butkus is? He was a kicker and or a coach for the Patriots.
I think he was both.
No, he was a linebacker.
Yeah, that's why I said and or. And or.
Linebacker for the fucking Bears. Linebacker.
Oh, I'm thinking of Vinatieri.
Often confused for sure.
Holy shit.
You like that?
That's all it is. I love it.
I had no idea who that was.
Well, on that note, boys, rest in peace, Dick Butkus, legendary kicker and coach of the New England Patriots. Any final thoughts from you guys?
No.
Right. Until next week, lads. I'll catch you.
See you guys.
Hey, you still here?
I'm still here, but I'm leaving now.
Good luck with you.
See you, Drew.